You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. I always start my show with today is a good day. And I just want everyone to take a deep breath. I know I needed that. Today is a good day because we are alive, we are breathing, and we have another opportunity to create the person we want to be, to create the future we want to see, and really be the best version of ourselves. And so I am a practicing psychologist, over 23 years of experience. I provide therapy, I provide coaching. I also advocate for the daily use of CBD because I know CBD has benefits for both physical and mental health. CBD is not marijuana. It actually comes from the hemp plant. And by law, it has less than 0.3% THC, so it doesn't get you high. It's the medicinal part of the plant that every human being has an endocannabinoid system. And that endocannabinoid system has receptor sites in all of our organs seeking out, looking for CBD. And when we take in our CBD daily, it creates homeostasis. And we all need balance because we have been living in a time space for the last more than a year of toxicity in just everything upside down. And so we need to get back to balance. We need to get back in alignment with our true selves. And the guest that I have with me today is just perfectly right on time with his message and all that he wants to share from his years of wisdom. And so his name is Brandon Beacham. He is a podcaster, an entrepreneur, an author, philosopher, and truth seeker. Brandon has been a serial entrepreneur since childhood, and in 2010, while living on a friend's couch, he founded his first significantly successful company, Resort Share. In August of 2015, Resort Share was named 569th fastest growing private company in America in the Annual Inc. Fastest Growing Companies list. Since discussing the continually exploring what he refers to as the ultimate nature of reality is something he is passionate about. He launched the Positive Head podcast in May 2015 because he felt this would be the best avenue to pursue his calling and to help bring his increasingly popular topic of conversation to a broader audience. The Positive Head podcast has continued to grow over the years and has consistently been recognized in the top 5 podcasts under spirituality category on Apple Podcasts and currently has over, is that 15 million downloads? Wow, that is amazing. The show's aim is to help listeners consistently maintain an elevated vibration. I love that. In July 2019, Brandon began stewarding a communal property in Venice, California, called the Mystic Manor, where he hosted regular weekly retreats and also began filming Positive Head's epic evolution on the late night style consciousness elevated variety show Optimistic, which consists of soul share interviews, visionary artists like painting, musical performances, and fan co-creation in front of a live audience. I love that. In an effort to continue to help others to shift their perspective to understand the ultimate nature of reality and create more of what they want to see in the world, Brandon released his first book in January 2021 called The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. In it, Brandon shares the 8 keys of abundance, which he has unlocked over 25 years of experience in deep exploration. He is gifting these keys to the world via the book to help others unlock their own divine potential. And I have to say, as I'm reading this book, the light is going on continually, constantly. So I just have to say, Brandon, you're on point. Wow. Thank you so much for being here and just sharing your time with me and my listeners.
Well, thank you so much for that intro, and your enthusiasm is contagious. I absolutely love it.
I love it. And so, you know, in your book, you have these little, you know, sayings like universe and inner standing, and you refer to God as she. I love it. So can you just share with my listeners, just help them understand really what is this inner standing and the ultimate nature of reality about?
Ooh. Well, the two go hand in hand, certainly. Yeah. So when I refer to the ultimate nature of reality, that term or inner standing, it is really speaking around the deepest truth that exists. And the deepest truth that exists is that I am you and you are me. The separation between us is an elaborate illusion. We are all fractals of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. So this is how God, this is how she experiences herself. That was for you. This is how she experiences herself throughout eternity. It is all one. It is all one consciousness, universe, higher self, God, source, whatever you want to call it. It's one. But imagine, and we also know that there's no time as well, right? So science has proven that. And I get into some of the physics stuff to help support some of the concepts in the Golden Key. And, you know, Einstein proved that if you shoot me into outer space and bring me back a day later, I'm a day older and you've been gone for 20 years or something, you know, like, so we know time is relative. So you're actually in eternity now. And God is, it is all one, and it is love at its core, the ultimate nature of reality. It is one, it is love, right? It's all happening for love. But if there's only one of us, and it is love, without the contrast or any context, that becomes meaningless. There is no, without the other, you can't have, you know, light without shadow. You can't have up without down, left without right. You need these, the other to, for, you know, the thing to know itself. So that's what God is doing throughout eternity, I believe, how God experiences herself throughout eternity, is creating separation, pretending like there's a Dr. Erica and there's a Brandon. And actually my podcast, Positive Head, I have a Dr. Erica that does the show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I knew, and
she's
Erica M as well. So I knew we were going to get along. And so, you know, once you start understanding this, understanding this, like, so when I'm talking about any subject and I use the word understand, it's like, let's look at this from the deepest truth. You know, at the beginning you said I'm a truth seeker, and I like to use that term because I'm always, yeah, okay, I hear you, but what's the truth below that? What's the truth below that? What's the truth below that? And what you'll find is a lot of times the way things are set up, there's relative truths. So from one perspective, we can say you and I are separate. And make an argument for that. And many people would concur, right? I agree. But from another deeper truth, you and I are actually one, and the separation is an elaborate hologram. It's an elaborate illusion. There's a lot of evidence to support that. I truly believe that. So, you know, what's true? Are we separate or are we one? Yes. What vantage point are we speaking from? So when you get to the deepest inner standing, it's always speaking from, okay, whatever we're talking about around this word understand, let's keep in mind there's only one of us in the room. And so when you start approaching your life through that lens, the great thing about these keys that I share over 25 years of deep exploration is, you know, I can have all kinds of wonderful theories and ideas, and so can others, but where the rubber meets the road is what sort of results do they get you if you apply them to your life? And that really is what speaks loudest, because once you start taking some of these perspectives, applying them as the lens through which you view and navigate and interact with the world, then, you know, the results that you get are so empowering and powerful. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's nothing I can share that you don't already know. Like you said, you have the bells going off as you're reading it. It's like, it's just a reminder of what your soul already knows. We come here and this is the game God plays with herself. It's have amnesia so that I can remember again and actually mean something. If I'm a love and all powerful and I am God and I can create anything and there is no obstacle for me, that becomes meaningless. But now let me have some suffering. Let me have some, be a peasant for a lifetime. Let me experience hardship and then wake up to my power again. Ah, now I have context. I'll share one last piece with this. You know, my brother, who's the most sensitive soul I know, when he was in his early 20s, he didn't pay a ticket, forgot about it over years. He got pulled over. They arrested him, took him to jail. Somehow he ended up in jail for like 4 days for this silly little ticket. And he came out at midnight. They release you at 12:01 so they can charge for the state for another day. I pick him up at midnight, get home at 1:30 in the morning. I make him a Hot Pocket. To this day, if you ask my brother what the best meal he ever has had was, and he's eaten at some very nice restaurants, guess what he says?
The hot pocket.
Because he had the context. He had the contrast to make it mean something. So that's what's going on here. So it really adds, when you adopt this lens on the world, now you understand it's all ultimately happening for love. And we're actually eternal beings that can only pretend to be harmed or hurt or lost or any of those things. And when all the puzzle pieces go back in the box, it's like, ah, this was just a game God was playing with herself in order to have some experience. And this is what I believe is going on in a nutshell.
Yeah, and I concur. I agree. The one of the mantras that I often talk with my patients with that I work with is this idea that everything is always working out for your highest good, because
happening
people
for you, not to you.
Yes, right? Yes. You, because they still, and it's this mindset shift. A lot of people who deal with mental health, anxiety, depression, fear, have this idea that they are bystanders in their life, that they are not active co-creators in their life. And so it's hard to have them understand the shift of consciousness and energy so that they can kind of unstuck themselves and really see things from a different lens. Right. Speak to a little bit of that, because I know you... Yep. You touch on that.
Yeah, I do. I love touching on that. It's hilarious to think about, honestly, what's going on, because I am the creator and created rolled into one. So are you. We are all it. It is us. There's nothing outside of it. Even physically, you can look at it. We literally come from a star that lived out its whole life cycle from childhood to adolescence to middle age to, you know, senior years, and it died, its guts exploded outwards into the physical universe. At some point, those same atoms reformed into you. It's all the same stuff experiencing itself through different vantage points, right? And so what's so funny about the idea of living your life from the sidelines, feeling disempowered, you're so creative and you're such a powerful creator that you can create that experience for yourself. So abracadabra translates to I create as I speak. So once you start realizing your words are your wands, you're actually casting a spell when you're spelling, when you're speaking, you're literally, I am disempowered and life is very hard. Ah, is that so? Oh, you know, in the Bible, in abracadabra, and so it is, you create it. And so in the Bible, when people ask me, you know, I love referring to God from all these different vantage points, right? Source consciousness, but the name of God that I think is the most powerful way to convey God, it's in the Bible, it's a famous verse. I am that I am. When Moses asked, what do I call you? What God do I tell them I talk to? I am. Through all the generations. Well, what does he mean by that? You know, what is she, he, it, consciousness? What did it mean by that? You know, so look at anything. I am that. I am that. I am that. And then you can just drop the that. I am. You know, one of the keys in the book is BBB, just learning to be. I just am. you know, and always will be and always have been. And so once you start to understand, well, I've always been, always will be. I wasn't born on the day I incarnated, I came to Earth. That's the day. I always wish people on Facebook and stuff, happy 3D incarnation anniversary, because it's the day you came in to physical and you have amnesia to where you were before. But there are many people who are tapping into remembrance of that knowledge in profound ways. And it's really, as you start to sort of explore these topics, that's one of the things that happens. People start having some really, you know, fascinating experiences happen where there's like, oh my gosh, I just remembered a past life. Oh my gosh, I just remembered, I just was shown this vision of, whoa, it's like I was there. And, you know, and it's so things start to open up. It's kind of like as you grow in this experience, this game that you set up and created for yourself, architected for yourself, you know, it's kind of like a video game. As you go along the path, you get more tools and you can see more, you can do more, you're more powerful. You start off with nothing, then you get the wooden axe, then you get the, you know, then you get the armor, then you get, you know, you go along the way. And as you get expand and start playing with some of these perspectives, more is revealed.
Yeah, it's true. I think though that sometimes it's the challenge is getting people to shift their words because, they're looking for external sources of validation or external sources of possessions to feel worthy or to feel, you know, to acknowledge their greatness.
Yep.
When it's it within.
There is no out there. That's the thing that people don't get. Everything, quote unquote, out there is you are so powerful. You have created everything that you see. And you just don't realize. It's all showing up as a reflection of some part of your complex eternal consciousness. And so, you know, when you start to approach, you know, you talked about using the word universe, Y-O-U, universe, you know, literally you are the star actor, lead actor, actress, you know, director, writer in your own private movie. And everything is showing up as a prop in that movie. So whatever's happening out there, a lot of times I say, if you want to know what you'll see tomorrow, look at what you're feeling and expecting today. I mean, you mentioned my first successful company. I was on a friend's couch, but I knew and believed, hold on, I am infinitely abundant. I am one with the source consciousness that created all the abundance that exists throughout all, not only this physical planet, all physicality and beyond physicality. That's who and what I am a part of. You know, like Rumi said 1,000+ years ago, you're not the drop separate from the ocean. The ocean is in the drop.
Wow. Right.
And so it's all in me. So in that moment, I stopped. You almost to make the shift, it's helpful to start almost ignoring the external of what you've created for yourself, because that's a reflection of your past vibrational offerings. There's a lag in 3D. That's why I say, if you want to know what you'll see tomorrow, look at how you're feeling and being today, right? And of course, that could be a day, it could be a week, it could be years, it could, you know, there's a lot that goes into what manifests. But just stop judging based off of what's out there, because that is what's keeping you locked into creating more of what's out there. Oh, see, I knew life was like this and things were hard and getting a job and should be like this. And oh, here's more confirmation of it. Oh, here's more. And it creates a domino effect in one direction or the other. You just, once you stop and go within and realize, the most powerful realization a person can have is the only job any of us have is to manage our vibration. And that all has nothing to do with out there. It all starts from here. And so once you can start, you're so empowered to create the life that you want. You couldn't be more perfectly positioned from where you're at now. It for your soul, God, source, higher self is divinely brilliant. And it has given you exactly what you need as the launching pad to lead you to the next greatest and grandest version of yourself. So the pathway to get, if you want different circumstances, find gratitude for where you're at, because It's necessary for, and then what you accept, you move through. What you resist persists. What you accept, you move through. So you start accepting what is, you start seeing the beauty in it. You start finding the power in it. You start going within, rewiring the neural networks in your brain as you tell new stories. The only thing I'm really good at, Erica, I've often said, the only thing I'm really good at is making up good stories about myself. Honestly, I mean, I don't believe in getting sick. I just made that shit up. Oh, I don't know if I can say
no,
that.
No, I think the same thing, though. I say it
my whole life, and guess what? Abracadabra. I mean, I can't say I've never been sick. I'm 46. I've never been in a hospital, never had a broken bone, hardly a cough, no aches, pains. It just has worked.
Yes.
We know science supports this. 30% of all healings are placebo, including surgery. You are a powerful creator being. The only job is to manage your vibration and start telling different stories. And you do that by rewriting that. You change the patterns of what you've been doing. Little shifts, listening to this show instead of, you know, having a bonbon on the couch and listening to some propaganda about, you know, how dark the world is. You know, things like that, little shifts can make a big, big difference in the long run.
I love that. And that's what I want you to speak a little bit more on, because I know you have a whole podcast dedicated to raising elevation. I think that the key in really creating, you touched on, is that emotional piece of feeling. Because I often tell my patients, you've got to start using your affirmations, your I am, kind of how you say I am is what you are saying you are, and what you say you are is how you will experience yourself. But people will say it and not feel it, not mean it, not feel it. How do we get people to begin to feel more of that love that they are?
Great question. What follows I am follows you. So when you say I am, whatever follows, follows you. So be very aware. First off, this is more mental here, right? What follows the words I am out of your mouth follows you. Know this. And so then here's the thing. Your brain doesn't know the difference when you're sitting there, you know, imagining something happening. You know, that's why visualization and meditation and these things can be so powerful, because you're literally, think of everything as vibrational, right? So my voice right now, you hearing, it's just vibrations of energy. If you were to see my physical body too, well, that's the vibration as well. The particles that make me up are, you know, we call solid. They convincingly look real, the light show projection called my body, but it's actually, if we zoom in, the particles that make up the atoms are 99.9999% space. Whenever we kind of get one cornered and there it is, it's solid. And then it's a vibration popping in and out of existence. It's a light show. And so everything is vibrational. So what's happening whenever you offer any vibration with thought vibration, feeling vibration, that which is like unto itself is drawn. Right. So your job, that's what I said earlier, the only job any of us really have is to manage our vibration, because everything comes from that. All the opportunities you don't know how to navigate to, you don't need to know the end. You know, I didn't know when I was on my friend's couch that the travel industry would lead me to, 100 plus employees and 10 million a year in revenue that we were doing. I just knew I wanted to have the freedom that came with Monergy, having more Monergy and abundance in my life financially at that time. And so the universe, my higher self, took care of those details. I just got into vibrational alignment with, I am so worthy. I am it. It is me. I would tell the story. I read books. I listened to things like this show right now. I did things to shift my vibration. So really, that's the thing, is realizing you're always swimming in a vibrational pool in each moment. Which one are you swimming in? And when you catch yourself swimming in a vibrational pool that doesn't reflect what you want to see more of in the future, don't beat yourself up. It's going to take some time to rewire. Just do little things to make a shift. Okay, instead of sitting here and being down and out because I've had 20 minutes of awful thoughts about myself and my situation and my unworthiness, I'm going to go get some sunshine. I'm going to move my body. These little things actually change your state. it changes. We can see the chemicals change in your brain. We can watch it physically too. And so doing little things, I'm going to put on Dr. Erica for a minute. I'm going to put on the Positive Head podcast. You know, I'm going to do these little things because, okay, so if you put on like this show, right, or my podcast, the reason it's had the success it has, I believe, is because you can hear my enthusiasm, right? It's energy. It's contagious. You're feeling it right now. So what all I'm doing is taking us as I speak. The words are just 2% of it, they say, you know, 3% of it. But behind the words, there's a vibrational, there's a frequency that's being transmitted, and it's affecting every part of your being. So you're feeling, so I'm literally kind of like saying, hey, come jump in this vibrational pool with me. Doesn't it feel good over here? Don't you feel empowered? Don't you feel, so then the game becomes, how much can I swim over there? The more I swim over there, the more, the deeper the water gets, the more I attract of things that are a match for that particular channel that you're tuning into, right? If you want to watch a horror channel, turn to this channel. There's definitely something different to listen to than this, right? You want more of this, tune into more of this. And then doing little things. People think they've got to have some master plan physically. The biggest thing, people aren't getting enough sunshine. It's like, that's the source. That is a reflection of, you know, source, God, it's everything is being fed, including you. And it changes your state completely.
One thing I learned was that taking a shower cleanses your energy.
Mm.
So that's a real simple thing that if you do it every day, whether you do it in the morning, in the afternoon, you know, especially from us, you know, being in this quarantine, I have to say, is like, you miss that everyday thing, right?
I skipped some days.
I started doing it again and I'm like, wow, you know what? It does feel good. It does cleanse my energy.
Change, wear some clothes other than sweatpants.
See, yes, get dressed, right? Get dressed for success. I love it. Yep. Okay, so Brandon, share with my listeners where they can learn more about the Golden Key and the game that you have. Tell a little bit about that.
Yeah. So August 6th, I had a dream about a book and that I should write, and how this is one of the things that happens as you sort of open more to these things is, you know, people have different ways that communication with spirit can happen. For me, I'll have dreams from time to time that are really interesting and feel like a communication. And that's what happened on August 6th. It was like, time to write a book. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to market it in a unique way. I always, for better or for worse, Erica, I always want to do things different. You know, could I have went to a traditional publisher and all those things? I certainly could. But I got excited about, okay, I call it the good kind of selfish. If you are me and I am you, the more I help you, the more it helps me, because I'm going to feel the energetic repercussions of whatever benefit I had in your life. The good kind of selfish. So with the Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance is the subtitle. It's about all the forms of abundance, you know, time being the biggest, I would say, health, then, you know, there's so many, wisdom, relationships, of course, monetary abundance, so many forms. How do I help people to find more of this and attract more of this into their life, align with it so it can emerge? It's like the acorn. It's all already in you, waiting for the right conditions to become the oak tree of abundance that is your birthright. I say abundance is your birthright, the quintessence of your being, the essence of the essence. And so I decided I wanted to gift the book to people, audio or ebook. And I wanted to make it a fun, gamified way to do that. Allow those who are inspired by the book to also create a golden key code that they can give away to others and continue to spread the abundance. And this book is 25 years of deep exploration condensed into 3 hours to listen to or 100 pages to read. And that was a feat for me. I mean, I have over 1400 podcast episodes. I have a lot to say. The fact that, thank God to my partner who helped me to condense it and distill my stuff down into this, you know, relatively short 100 pages or 3 hours. And so, I'm allowing people to get the book, as long as they have a key code gifted to them, and then they can create their own to gift to another. Then at the end of the book, I invite people to, if they're really inspired by it, they can play what I call the golden game, which is an abundance manifestation exercises that you perform over 88 days to help you tap in and align with more abundance. And that entails them coming in, paying something, whatever they want, for the book after reading it. Totally optional, right? And if they do, I then take half of that financial abundance and I share it with the people who, you know, are sharing the codes. So it's all about it. How do I just share it all? You know,
I love and, it. Less than 1 minute. Come on.
Yep.
We need more time. Come on, Brandon. What else? What else do you want to share?
Okay. So for people to get it, they need to go to goldenkey.gift, G-I-F-T. And if they use Dr. Erica's code, which is money energy, you can get the audio or ebook, just money energy, all one word. And and so other than that,
what's the podcast again? Because I'm going to the podcast.
The Positive Head Podcast.
Positive Head.
5 episodes a week. The other Dr. Erica is over there helping me on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then Optimistic is my late night style talk show, which is video production and live music and live painting. And you can check that out at optimistic.tv. And there's going to be more of those episodes coming out. And yeah, other than that, I just want to remind people that you are it and it is you. Congratulations. The fact that you are hearing these words means you are ready. All the hardship is nothing more than a setup for your incredible ascent from here forward.
I love it.
You deserve it.
I love it. Thank you so much, Brandon. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on, Dr. Erica. All you out there listening, till next time, journey well.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.